Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. A small bipartisan group of senators continues to meet in an effort to address the nation's gun violence epidemic. Lawmakers trying to come up with gun reform legislation that could pass a Senate filibuster. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy is the lead negotiator on the Democratic side.
There is more pressure from the American public than ever before to get things done.
On the GOP side, Texas Republican John Cornyn talked about the negotiations on the Senate floor today, where he called for a focused approach while protecting Americans' constitutional rights.
In order to deliver results, we have to build consensus, and the best way to do that is through targeted reforms.
Lawmakers are working to reach a deal by week's end, though both sides admit consensus has been elusive in the past, and may be so again. Law enforcement is beginning to piece together a weekend shooting incident in Philadelphia that left 3 dead and 11 injured. Tom McDonald with member station WHYY has more.
Police body cameras combined with surveillance video of the multi-block scene of the shooting showed how the incident began with a fistfight that turned into a gun battle that stretched over several city blocks, says Assistant Philadelphia District Attorney Joanne Pescatore.
You see Gregory Jackson, who did have a permit to carry, pull out a gun. And he has the gun at his side. Micah Towns is in the middle of South Street. At that point, Gregory Jackson begins to fire at Micah Towns, who then Micah Towns, who also has a permit to carry, pulls out his gun and shoots back at Gregory Jackson, ultimately killing him.
Karan Gardner is a person currently facing charges along with another unnamed suspect. Gardner shot at police who returned fire, hitting him in the hand. For NPR News, I'm Tom McDonald in Philadelphia.
Speaking at a D-Day ceremony in Normandy, France today, Army General Mark Milley said the West could continue to provide significant support for Ukraine. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says Russia's invasion of Ukraine violates the sacrifices soldiers made 78 years ago.
Nearly 160,000 Allied soldiers stormed the beaches in Normandy before dawn on June 6, 1944, in a war to free Europe from Nazi dictatorship. From General Milley's point of view, a far cry from Russia's war on Ukraine.
It is widely considered to undermine the rules that these dead here at Omaha Beach died for. They died for that order to be put in place so that we would have a better peace.
Aggressions left unanswered lead to further aggressions, said Milley, which is one reason why the West is helping Ukraine to fight. Dozens of veterans, all now in their 90s, also took part in the D-Day ceremonies. Many expressed shock that Europe is again plunged into war. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 16 points. The Nasdaq rose 48 points today. You're listening to NPR. A fireproof version of Margaret Atwood's novel The Handmaid's Tale is being auctioned at Sotheby's. Proceeds from the sale will go to support PEN America's work opposing book bans. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Sotheby's says the special edition feels like a regular book, even though it's made of fire-resistant material like a kind of aluminum called cinefoil and woven stainless steel. In a promotional video for the auction, the 82-year-old Atwood tries, unsuccessfully, to burn it with a blowtorch. The Handmaid's Tale, about the dangers of oppression, became a best-selling novel, an Emmy-winning TV show, and a regularly banned book. The number of attempts to ban books from schools and libraries surged last year. PEN America tracked more than 1,500 instances of individual books being banned in 2021. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
In a bill seemingly targeted at Amazon, New York lawmakers have passed a measure on warehouse productivity quotas in the state. Legislation aiming to curtail metrics used by Amazon that have come under scrutiny by labor and safety advocates, who've long criticized the e-commerce giant for quotas that log how workers pack and stow packages. The bill would require the retail giant and other companies to provide workers with information on those quotas they're assigned and how the employer might discipline employees who fail to meet them. Crude oil futures prices closed down slightly today. The price of oil was down 0.3%, ending the session at $118.50 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.